Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our podcast. I'm your host, Junior Walters, and here's my co-host,
Manuel.
And today, we will be talking about, will China become a superpower or not?
China is the third largest country in the world, with a population of 1.3 billion people.
China is quickly expanding their economy, and their recent behavior has been of a superpower.
China will become a superpower because their economy is growing at a fast rate and they're doing things other superpower countries are doing.
But I think China will not be a superpower because they're wasting money and they have a corrupt government. So Manuel, why do you think this?
I think this because they are doing things that a superpower country does.
Elaborate on that, Manny.
In the source, South China Sea, it says China started taking over the South China Sea for territory.
So what does that mean, Manuel?
This means if they take over the South China Sea, they will have access to the water pathways and make more trades easily. Nobody else would be able to go through here, and that's what China is looking for. More space to add things to. This is what a superpower country would do in order to complete a task or need space to do other things that are important.
Do you have any more evidence?
In Source Belt Road and Money, China wants to build a metaphorical bridge between a bunch of countries. China wants to build this bridge so they can use it for their own interests. This could be a way for China to make money or connect with their fellow allies easier. For doing things like this is what makes China a superpower country.
I agree with that because they are establishing trade and trade networks. In my notes here, it says they are industrializing and dominating local African economies. This means China has started industrializing and creating infrastructure in Africa, which creates more trade and trade routes throughout the world. In return, will make trade more accessible throughout the whole world. Manny also mentioned that they're building a road throughout the Middle East and into Europe. This is amazing for China because it allows more exports and imports to their country. But my claim still stands. I still think China will not be a superpower because their government is corrupt and their economy is declining.
So why do you think this?
I think this because in my notes here, it says their economy is decreasing and their unemployment is high. Less employment slows down the economy and the cash flow in their country. China is also spending more money outside of their country while ignoring problems inside of their country. I've also found out that China is using a new social credit system. This social credit system is bad because it's slowly but surely brainwashing people into having a perfect life and living like robots. If you make a mistake with this new social credit system, for example, like not paying a loan, you get put on a blacklist where you lose privileges, like you can't take the high-speed train anymore and you can't fly planes. This would lead citizens to hate their government and in return would decrease nationalism throughout the whole country.
In conclusion, I think China will be a superpower. Because they are taking control of seas and trade routes.
But I still think China will not be a superpower because they are wasting money and they have a corrupt government. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to our podcast. And until next time.